Don't you love it? Any song that uses a horse race as a metaphor for a relationship? I do. Post a Wire, Richmond Fontaine, 90.3 KNBA, where music matters. Some live acoustic Weezer, Buddy Holly back there. New music from Good Old War. We heard from Fiona Apple. Classic Lovin' Spoonful, Lovin' You. And Big Sur from Jack Johnson got her to start it out. It's 8:27. It is the Morning Line program for middle of the week. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chiflick. And we know that KNBA's listeners love to hear about different events in our community as well as organizations. So we've got this spot called Our Community talking about just those things. Got a couple things on the events calendar. Spinard's Song Circle is a new listening room hosted by Emma Hill, and the event features two special guest songwriters. This month's artists are Ivan Knight and Quinn Hogberg, and the event is from 7 to 9, Saturday the 24th, at the Spinard Church of Love. I also see on the list an Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act series of panel discussions is held at the Rasmussen Hall Friday evening on the 23rd. That's coming up pretty quick. And the topic is diversity of village corporations. That's March 20th. And then also there's a March 23rd panel discussion, which is Women in ANCSA. More information available at alaskanativemedia.org.
Okay. Thanks very much, Frank. 90.3 KMBA, definitely keeping you in tune with our community. And we've got a couple of very special guests in to talk about a very special event on the way. From Winterberry Charter School, we would like to welcome student Willa Pruner. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we have an educator, Alicia Beshbarger. Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
So there's an event coming up that's a fundraiser, and we're going to have Willa talk about what the fundraiser is, I mean, why the funds are being raised here in just a little bit. First, Alicia, this is sort of a traditional thing. Talk about what's going on.
Yeah, we have a Winterberry Circus, annual circus, and this started in 2009. And every year, the eighth grade students learn circus art skills for an entire year, and then they put together a circus. And it takes on a different theme every year. This year is a Shakespearean circus.
Now, how do you get a Shakespearean circus? I mean, I'm thinking of it like Hamlet with clowns.
That's exactly right. We have Hamlet, we have Romeo and Juliet, we have Tybalt.
Much to do about nothing.
Much to do about nothing. So, and we have some clowns. We have stilt walkers. We have acrobalance, which is students balancing on one another in pairs, and then also as a whole group. And then we have the four stack. We have the five stack of students. It's pretty spectacular. They've been working really, really hard. There's a lot of core work involved and working together, building trust, and really teaching the individual their responsibility for the whole group.
Now, talking in third person, you said that we have acrobalancers and we have stilt walkers. Who's we?
Eighth grade students.
All the students do the stilt walking and the acrobalance and all that stuff?
All the students. It's all them. And it's Miss Christensen, Sandy Christensen's eighth grade class at Winterberry. So this is it's pretty spectacular to watch them grow week after week after week.
So I'm thinking when I was in eighth grade, I was, I was learning to shoot free throws. I wasn't learning to, I mean, you don't just learn to still, you don't just say, okay, we're still walking today. So this takes a while to put together, right?
It does. It takes a good year of learning those skills, and it's practicing. And some of the students gravitate towards the stilt walking or the unicycle or the Diablo. They don't all take
What's
that
What's a Diablo?
It's sort of like a yo-yo, and it's on a string, and you can get it the momentum really working and then throw it up in the air and do all sorts of tricks. I am not a Diablo person, but the
No, I was just wishing we were on TV for a minute, because you had these great hand motions describing it, but
yeah.
So you're not a yo-yo.
No, but the students take it up.
Okay. So now there is a reason, actually, and an intention for having this circus. And before I forget, let's make sure folks know that the Winterberry 8th Grade Shakespearean Circus is happening at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium. It's on Friday at 2 o'clock is when it starts. So, Willa, why is there a circus?
Well, every year the 8th grade class goes on a trip to California, and there's this program called Synergia, which is where we, like, backpack out in, like, the wilderness, and we do ropes courses and rock climbing and stuff, and every eighth grade class takes this trip, and we start fundraising in, like, fifth grade.
I have this a weird sort of juxtaposition is we're going from Alaska to go camp out in the wilderness in California. Yeah, Hollywood Boulevard, backpacking and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I said, please continue.
But, yeah, I think that's kind of it.
Okay. And have you done this before? Have you been down there?
No, I haven't been to California.
Are you stoked?
Yeah.
What are you most stoked about?
I really want to do the ropes courses. It sounds really fun.
Okay. Do you do the rock wall here in rock walls in Anchorage?
No, I haven't done that.
They're scary. I mean, I wouldn't do them, but it's cool to it's certainly cool to watch people do them. Yeah. So you start this fundraising or getting ready for the play in the fifth grade. I know we talked about all kind of
fundraising. Like we do each year there's a winter fair and an enchanted forest or enchanted village or whatever, and there all the classes sell things and it's like fundraising for all the classes, and then we just do, like, as we get closer to eighth grade, we start fundraising more and more, and each in eighth grade, each student is, like, they fundraise individually for, like, $2,000 or something for, like, flight tickets and the ticket for Synergy, So
there's actually, I mean, it sounds... It doesn't sound like a big complex deal on the surface, but this is Alicia Axley thing where students can learn networking and entrepreneurial spirit and social exploration and interaction over this multi-year fundraising, putting this whole thing together. How did this whole thing come about? You've been doing it for years now. Somebody just had this brilliant idea at a PTA meeting one day or what?
No, this is a part of what we do at our school. These students have been with each other since kindergarten, and students have come in at different grades or students have left, but the core of this class has been with each other since kindergarten. And so they're on this journey together with a teacher, or maybe there's another teacher, but there's a significant amount of time, many, many years, that this core of students are with each other.
That's really got to facilitate putting the whole thing together over multiple years, is having cohort groups that mm-hmm. move on with each other and with an instructor.
Yeah, it's so the eighth grade is that culminating experience of the eighth grade. It's their chance to be together. When my experience of graduating to eighth grades myself and then being a part of the school since the first year, watching these students coming back from their eighth grade trip and they're standing up taller and they're with each other and there for each other. And I see my students regularly who have graduated. I get to see what they're doing now and then to my wedding, baby showers. It's a pretty tight community.
You know, we think about teachers being short shrifted and not getting rewards. Well, this is definitely one of them.
It's all them, too. They really, the eighth grade can, the student, that developmental piece of taking on those circus skills, the balance and the hand-eye coordination and, just taking that daring step to get on the stilts and to walk.
It's a whole holistic thing.
It kind of prepares you for life,
right? Physical, the mental, the emotional, mm-hmm. the social interaction is fabulous. Yeah. It's 8:36 if you're just joining us. Our guests this morning are Willow Pruner. Willow is an eighth grader at the Winterberry Charter School. And Alicia Beschberger, who is an instructor and who is instrumental in putting together this year's circus, right? Talk about putting it together. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, we also have had two amazing parents, Lynn Jabonski and Jennifer Porter, and along with Miss Christensen, Sandy Christensen, and they pulled together a Shakespearean script, and then I just came in with various skills and then helping bring those acts together. And there you have it. There you have a circus, Shakespearean circus.
So. And this is for eighth grade, and it's nice to... Not that I'm disrespecting them, but it's so nice to have something Shakespeare rather than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or something to be the theme of a circus. Okay, so once again, we get set to wrap up here. The Circus Winterberry 8th Grade Charter School Shakespearean Circus Hamlet and Clowns at the Wendell Williamson Auditorium Friday at 2 p.m. We will note that it's free admission, but you know, if you're going to donate something, they would be probably very, very pleased because funds are going to go towards this great trip that that Willa has described to us. Then we get set to wrap up. Willa, anything we forgot you want to add?
Well, I wanted to add that for like my personal fundraising, I've done like I've been selling cookies around my neighborhood, and it's called South Fork Sweet Treats, and I've raised a lot with that. It was really fun.
Okay, and all low calorie, sugar free cookies, right?
No.
No. Okay. Okay. Good. Then maybe I'll get some. All right. Alicia, last word.
I hope to see you there. It's going to be a great event for all ages.
Okay. Lots of fun. Winterberry Shakespeare Circus at the Wendy Williamson. Willa and Alicia, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Sure.
It is 8:38. Still to come, Frontier Ruckus, Patty Griffin, and more.
The acquittal of a white farmer who killed a young Cree man prompts calls for reform in Canada. Indigenous voices claim the justice system is biased. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau promises to change how the government recognizes First Nations rights. What comes now after the Colton Bushy verdict? On the next, Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.